B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
9 o'clock hour is brought to you by The Bagster. Dumpster in a bag. Get yours today at Home Depot and Lowe's. For details, go to thebagster.com. On the line with us right now, we talked about some great upgrades that they've made on the defensive side of the football for the Philadelphia Eagles. How about another one? Mr. Will Parks, safety now for his hometown Philadelphia Eagles. Will Parks joins us right now. Will, good morning, man.
Man, good morning, man. How you guys doing?
Feeling great. Just feeling fantastic, man. I know all the things that have been surrounding our crazy world right now, feeling good. How have you been dealing with all the madness?
Oh, man, I'm just finding a way to adapt, still finding a way to train. We're still training 3 to 4 times a day at respective locations, still staying clean and stuff like that. So that has been probably the hardest part for people, especially people that's in the sports world. They have to get ready for upcoming competitions, no matter where they take place. It's just, finding that niche to still train and do things. So other than that, man, my family's good and everything like that, so it's all good.
Obviously, you're from the area, so I have to ask you, how much are you looking forward to running out of the tunnel at Lincoln Financial Field, the same tunnel you saw guys like Brian Dawkins, Lito Shepard, Sheldon Brown, Malcolm Jenkins run out of that Trey Thomas on the offensive
side? That's what I'm saying. You see what I'm saying? Look at how they already overlooked the offensive line.
I'm excited, man. It's definitely going to be a good feeling for me. First and foremost, just to have on those colors that run out there on the football field. But be honest, guys, like the only thing I'm really worried about, dog, is winning football games for the team, man. So, obviously me coming home and being home and playing for this organization, the rich franchise history and all those great players here and stuff like that. But I'm ultimately here to make plays to win football games.
How when you heard the news that you were coming to the Eagles when it was finalized, that deal was done, what was your first thought?
I called my mom, the biggest Eagles fans out there in the world, just call her and let her know that I made that choice to come home and she could watch me play each and every weekend and with her eyes glued on to me. So that was the first thing I did. And the second thing I did was call my mom. And after that, I just kind of soaked in all the love that was given to me, that has still been given to me. So that was the main thing, man, just let my mom know that I could come home and possibly, see one of the best opportunities out there.
Man, I know right now, because just off of hearing everybody talk within that secondary, I am really feeling the energy and confidence that you guys are coming with now.
Yeah, man, that's how we coming. We not here for second place. We here for first place. We here for the marbles. You know what I mean? I can't wait to get into the room with the guys and get coached up by Coach Marquand. Me and Coach Tim, we already going over some film and stuff like that just so I can be ahead of the game, ahead of the curve. But I can't wait to get in that room and chop it up with those boys, man, and talk football and work hard. I'm excited. I'll tell you that right now. I'm excited.
Yeah, I dig it. And now tell me this. What play, everybody as a player has that one game that made you feel like, okay, I belong here. What was it for you?
I had more than just one game.
Yeah.
I'm be honest with you, dude. I'm a 6th round pick. Pick 219. Guys in my round, they don't see past 1 or 2 years. I'm assuming. I don't know the statistic behind that. So at that point, you almost getting called free agency. I was getting called free agency around that time. So I think every game, I got something to prove to let people know that I'm here. I'm here to stay. If you try to bring somebody in the building that's trying to get me out of here, nope, that ain't it. Try again. And things of that sort. So that's my mindset, man. That's always been like that. So I'm not no one game guy, no two game guys. I got to prove it to you each and every week to let you know that I'm here.
All right.
Will, do you feel any added pressure coming back home and playing in front of the hometown fan? You said your family. I'm sure you still have a lot of friends back here. Is there anything that's derogatory about it?
No, it's football. You know what I mean? Like it's the same thing as if I went and took my talents to. Any other team, like I said, I'm here for football first. Everything else that comes behind that and things of that sort is secondary. But I got to prove to the city and to these coaches and to everybody watching me that I can play football. And I can only do that if I keep my focus on the main thing. And that's, getting better as a player and letting everything else come afterwards.
Speaking with Will Parks, new Eagles safety, and this is exactly, Will, the hometown aspect is great. But just if you weren't from here, if you were from anywhere else, what the reason I wanted to have you on so bad is because you lack 0 ounces of confidence. You are full of confidence. You have confidence other people dream about having at some point. Like, even confident people look at you and go, I wish I was that confident. Now, where did that confidence come from, brother? Where does that come from?
Right here in these streets of Philadelphia. That right down on 32nd and Allegheny and 2nd in the Boulevard. You know, those two places right there, that's where I got it from. That's the only places I'm going to get it from. This city, we all know how we all are over here. You know, we aggressive, we throw it out, we confident. We don't take nothing from nobody. We don't care who and what say about us. We're going to go out there, we're going to get the job done, whether it's on the football field or off the football field. So that's exactly where that's coming from, and I wouldn't want it to come from anywhere else.
The other aspect is that Jalen Mills supposedly making that transition to the safety position. The Eagles re-sign Rodney McLeod. They bring in Will Parks. So where do you see yourself fitting in with this secondary in that safety room?
I'm pretty sure you guys know, like, I'm a versatile player, you know what I mean? So wherever Jim has me at that week, or, you know, wherever the coaches want me to play, I'm at that week, you know. I'm all for it, man. But I'll say one thing for sure, two things for certain. I'm going into this year, you know, with a purpose, and that's what's something to prove. So, you know, wherever that position takes me, whether it's high or low in the box, in the A gap, at the non technique, outside that corner, or inside in the slot, you know, wherever it matters on three, you know, I'm all for it, man. I'm ready to make plays.
Are you a hitter or are you a ball hawk?
You see the tape.
I like you, man. I go to war with you any day, dog.
Everybody be asking, what am I? I mean, the tape is out there, man. Yeah. I mean, it's the tape is out there. I can't talk too much about myself without telling you to watch the tape.
Right. You know what
I
mean?
I do it all, man. I can hit you. I can hit a lineman that's 330 pounds, you know, and put him on his butt. Big versus Chicago. I can hit. I catch 160-pound guy in space, you know what I mean? I just pride myself on being balanced and being able to make plays for my team. You know, most guys who limit themselves on one thing, you know, a team can always find a weakness. You know, I want the team to be hard to find my weakness, so I'm all for it. I'm ready.
Let me ask this. Outside of the world of confidence and also the inside the world of being real, what's one thing, it doesn't even have to be in the football world, what's one thing that you wish you were substantially better at?
I got him.
Like, are you bad at video games? Are you like me? Are you a terrible writer? Because I can't write worth anything.
Nah.
What's one thing you wish you were better at?
I wish I was better at golf, bro. I wish I was better at swinging those clubs and being able to talk with people and have a normal golf game instead of missing 6 shots and going like. Well, no, I'm not. I had a birdie before, but that was like luck of the Irish. But other than that, not even.
Speaking with Will Parks, newly minted Eagle safety, what have you heard about Jim Schwartz? He's been in the league 20 years, if not more, and he's been a defensive coordinator. This will be his 14th season. What do you know about Jim Schwartz? What have you heard about his reputation?
Jim Schwartz, one of the best defensive coordinators out there. It's crazy, you know, when me and Jim talked before signing, you know, it was already as if he already knew me. He knew everything about me, the way I play, things to get better on, and things of that sort. And you know, to have that conversation with him, that was one of the check boxes that kind of got me here. You know, what is Jim like? You know, you hear all these great stories and you hear all these great things about a person, but the only way you can know a person is by talking to him, having a man-to-man conversation, and the conversation him had was, you know, second to none. So I can't wait to play for that guy.
Yeah. Did he tell you he's good friends with comedian Jim Gaffigan? Did that enter the conversation at all?
Nah, but that just entered the conversation now.
obviously, the hometown aspect is just a great one. It's a great story, but
yes,
you might have a different perspective than a lot of other people that come here. Probably everybody else that comes to Philadelphia, because you get it. In talking to you, you get it. And what kind of attitude do you bring onto the field when you talk about coming onto your hometown field of Philadelphia, the Lincoln Financial Field? What kind of mentality do you come in to that field with, knowing the type of personality that exists in the stands?
Yeah, man, I like that atmosphere. You know why I like it? Because that means a lot of people care and they give a damn about what you do for them on the field. You know what I mean? So for them people to pay attention as much as they do, as detailed as they do. And for some of them, to be quite frankly, it's with you to know what they're talking about. You know, I pride myself of going out there and taking on that challenge. Like, hey man, these people watching, you better not mess up, or it's gonna be your butt. But you know, that's the kind of challenge. And as a football player, and if you love the game, you know, you would want to go out there and play for a group of people like that. That's passionate. That like I said, that care about you all over again, man. And I'm ready for it, man. That's the one thing I'm excited for, because that'll also get you pumped up and ready to do more things for people. Because you know, just that atmosphere, you know, that amplifier, you know, that heartbeat, man. That's what those guys are.
Will, were you able to get to any Eagles games or many Eagles games when you were growing up?
Bro, I never went to an Eagles game growing up. Like, I was just always just watching it on TV. You know, we kind of wasn't able to get the tickets to get down here. But my first Eagles game that I went to was 2018, when you guys played the Vikings in the championship, the NFC championship or quarterfinal, whatever game that was. I got the tickets from Bryce Trash. I watched the whole game from the Eagles stand. It was crazy. Like, I'm talking about, this dude was like cracking beer, and just every time the Eagles scored, he'd crack a beer and pour on himself. I was like, holy snap. Then the other guy next to me was just telling his wife all kinds of crazy things. I was like, oh, hell yeah, this is crazy. it was awesome.
Now, Bryce, did you take over Bryce Trash's apartment? What happened there?
How you know that?
The story's out there. People have talked about it.
I came here in 2018. I started to, kind of do my off season here and in Texas. Those are the only two places I train at, which is in Philly and in Texas. I took over the lease here 2 years ago, and I just kind of kept it with one of my other homies who's my roommate here. But I'll be moving here pretty quick soon. But yeah, I got a nice little crib out here.
Speaking with Will Parks, and Bryce Trash left his helmet there. Is that what I heard?
Yeah, I got it on right now. I got it on while I'm folding my clothes.
That's what I'm talking about.
I got a new favorite Eagle.
What's up, man? I'm here. I work hard, brother. I'm here for you guys, man. Like, you know, if you guys ever need a phone call with me, you know, I'm a phone call away. I'm here for the people. You know what I mean? I'm here to work. I'm here for to win games. I'm here with championships. I'm here to put the grind in every day, but I'm also here for the people, man. So if there's anything I could do for y'all, you know, mine, y'all be sure to let me know, let my team know. But I appreciate you guys.
You know what? You are the perfect definition, and I'm being real with you here, Will. You're the perfect definition of a very confident man, not cocky. Like, you are on that line, but I don't find you to be cocky. I find you just to be very confident and sure of yourself. Good on you,
nah, brother.
People need that.
I come from humble beginnings, you know what I mean? I don't ever want to be deemed as a cocky person. I want to be deemed as a person who works hard, gives back to his community, take care of his family, and win championships. That's it.
What's the first play you want to make for the Eagles?
Pick six!
dude, we'll be talking, man. You're the man. Welcome to Philadelphia. Nothing but love for you, and nothing but respect. Thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Good luck in your new Eagles career, my friend.
Man, appreciate you guys. Thank you so much,
man. I'll go to war with you any day, my brother.
Let's get it. I look forward to seeing y'all soon.
Absolutely. All right. Well, I'll see you, man. Thanks so much, Will, for joining us. New Eagle safety, Will Parks, joining us. Thanks, Will. See you, buddy. That is Trey. Wow. I'm going to go ahead and say you're smitten. You are indeed smitten.
Yeah, you know what, man? I have so much respect for the secondary. You know, just because, I mean, you have to have that type of confidence. You have to have that type of aura about you, because if you make a mistake, the band is playing. You see what I'm saying? Like, everybody else can make a mistake, and you have another play. When that secondary make a mistake, it's 6 points. And these guys have to have that type of confidence. They have to play with that type of aura to go out there and do what they need to do. And I really appreciate the way Will Parks is coming in here and doing his thing.
That was hilarious.
There's no...
I'm not kidding. He's my new favorite Eagle.
He's ready to go. He's going to be part of one heck of a secondary. Obviously, he's going to be one heck of a defense in total with that defensive line and what he can bring in as a safety, as a third safety, whatever position. That guy just wants to be on the field. Like, I think you could tell that guy he's going to go kick field goals in a game, and he'd be like, okay, let's party. Like, that's just the type of personality he seems to have. Yeah. And Trey, as you mentioned, you have to have that type of attitude, short memory, and a lot of confidence. You have to have that. People would bust on Jalen Mills, and they'll continue to do that for maybe not being around a play, but at least, not breaking up a play, a guy dropping a ball that beat him, and he's still wagging his finger. You know why? Because that's still a victory for him, man.
That's right.
That's pretty awesome. I am Trey. I think I'm joining you. I'm smitten as well.
Yep, man. I mean, this dude. I listening to him talk. I'm like, I'm sitting over here, got tears in my eyes. I'm like, oh my God, man. I can't wait to see this cat play.
He's wearing an Eagles helmet while folding his laundry.
That's right.
I didn't need to hear anything else.
Yeah, right.
That tells me he's excited as we all are for football.
Oh my God.
I am. I'm giddy. I'm giddy is what I am.
On another note, Mike Garafolo just had a tweet that obviously has some interest here in Philadelphia. The Jaguars have heard from multiple teams interested about a possible trade for Yannick Ngakoue, who turns 25 years old today. The Jags value him and won't give him away for a little return, but it'll be interesting to see how this plays out as we draw closer to the draft. So not anything confirmed, but I would imagine the Eagles called.
I saw a trade yesterday, and I don't know who threw it out there. And for whatever reason, my internet's not working right now. But maybe, Jamie, you could find this. A trade involved the Eagles swapping first-round picks this year with the Jaguars. Trading, I think it was Rasul Douglas as a player, and then also giving next year's number one pick, next year's first round pick, along with I think a fourth round pick for Ngakoue and their first round pick this year.
I would jump at that opportunity. I mean, if you were swapping this year, you could still get a wide receiver.
Sure, but why would the Jaguars do that?
I don't know why they would. I mean, they are pick heavy this year, so a future first would have some appeal to them because they're kind of rebuilding, but yeah, I would think they could get more.
Yeah, I would think so as well. I don't know why they would jump at the opportunity.
But at the same time, they could lose them after this year if they're too greedy.
Okay. All right. Well, just an interesting thing. I know you were on board with everything Ngakoue. Let's get to Damon. He's on the line with us. Damon, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Or Damon, I'm sorry, buddy. What's up?
Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing today?
Doing great, brother.
How you doing?
Excellent. I wanted to call y'all, man. I listen to y'all all the time. And I want to say, Trey, you're amazing. All the years you gave us in Philadelphia, I really love what you did for us. But this guy, Will Parks, who just came on this show.
Yes.
And gave his interview with y'all. This kid right here, he was definitely amazing. I am so excited about what he can bring to us. For the last 4 years, I think you guys heard me. I've been calling you guys. This is DeMond from Shelham.
I've been calling
you guys about the wide receivers. I mean, not wide receivers and the cornerbacks, right? And I said, the cornerbacks, even the year we went to Super Bowl, we didn't have none good. Right now, with that safety core and them cornerbacks, I'm feeling confident, man. I'm feeling confident. What y'all thinking about? How y'all feeling about
this? First off, I'm loving the defensive line. Second, I am absolutely loving Darius Slay being here. I love that Avante Maddox is going to get an opportunity to be a starting cornerback for this team. And then I love the confidence level of Will Parks and what he's going to be bringing in that locker room. Because no matter what, here's the thing. Now, people might say, the guy's, he might be full of it, whatever. What's he really done? Here's the deal with Will Parks. Trey, and you know this better than any of us. You can speak to this better than I can. You know when stuff hits the fan, and in any NFL season, stuff is going to hit the fan at some point. No matter what, that guy is going to be bringing with confidence, telling everybody else in that locker room, hey, we got this. No matter what, we got this.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You're absolutely right, fellas. And I can't wait. Like I said, just listening to him and the confidence he had, And the way he was able to articulate his conversation, everything about him, it was amazing. I love him, man.
Folding his laundry while wearing a helmet. Devon, let me ask you this question. What is one non-electronic device or one non-electronic item you could not go through quarantine without?
I'll say my Gatorade, man. He said device.
Item's fine. You can go Gatorade. If some of us are going beer, you can go Gatorade.
No. My pencil, my marker.
Are you a writer? Are you an artist?
No, I'm actually an electrician. I have to do measurements and things of that sort. So without that, I can't calculate things. I can do math on paper.
You are probably the worst person to ask this question to because you deal with electronics. Go figure. And do you want to take a matchup in our Field of 64 with our most memorable Philadelphia sports plays?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
All right, Bob. All right, here we go. A bracket.
We're going to go to the north. We got a 5 seed. In 2017, Jake Elliott hits a 61-yarder versus the Giants, a game winner. Versus number 12, Sheldon Brown hit on Reggie Bush and the New Orleans Saints in a division playoff game.
Wow. Man. Oh, man. Oh, that was a crushing blow, but I love the field goal because that turned our season around to me. So, this is a tough choice, fellas. Why y'all do that?
You're doing the field goal over the hit?
I'm going to take the hit only because
upset. 12 over 5.
Listen, I'm feeling Will Parks right now, man. I think he hit him. So I'm going to take the hit.
Easy enough. Thanks so much. Always good talking to you, buddy. Appreciate it.
No problem. Have a good one, fellas.
You too. Yeah, that 61-yard field goal, that did. I thought he was going to stick with the field goal. It would have been amazing, but, yeah, it goes with the hit Sheldon Brown delivered on Reggie Bush. I told you guys before, I did a bar event for an entire football season with Sheldon Brown where we did a Q&A with the audience. I hosted it. We did a little interview session for like 20 minutes, half hour. Then we opened it up to the people at the bar and asked Sheldon Brown a question. I'll tell you, this is probably 2 years after that hit on Reggie Bush. The first question every single time we threw it out to the audience was, take us through that Reggie Bush hit. Or what was it like to hit Reggie Bush? And it was like often like an 8-year-old kid asking the question. And it was just like he would always say it. He didn't feel anything.
It's like when you hit a golf ball perfectly. You don't feel anything.
Yeah. You hit a baseball, whatever.
Right.
Trey,
it's a perfect collision.
He didn't feel anything. It went right through him. And Reggie Bush didn't know what stadium, city, state, country, hemisphere he was in after that hit. It was quite the hit. So that beats out the 61-yard field goal from Jake Elliott. Huge upset.
Oh my goodness. 5. Yep.
That is just incredible. Now, we've been looking for a little bit of a different way to pass the time during quarantine time here. As the president had said, it's April 30th. Looking for the next date for extending it to April 30th, at least, at the earliest, I guess. Well, there are two things now that are going on that are going to help, and both have to do with basketball. Two things that are going to help us kind of advance through this. One is something we get to watch. The other is something players are going to get to play in. It's an interesting thing considering how big the video gaming world is becoming. And what the NBA is doing is a really interesting thing. I don't know how much interest it's going to drum up. I know it's going to be more interesting than Reese Hoskins versus Miguel Rojas, as was on opening day. But if they do this right, this gaming tournament that the NBA is planning, which could start as early as Friday, what they're planning to do, it could catch a lot of people's attention. I don't know if it's going to be something that really takes the place of the NBA in this time off or what it could do, but I know a lot of people will be drawn to this. We're going to get to that as well as the next big docuseries, Tiger King, and some other news that came out about that that has been just occupying a lot of people's space in their brains. There's another documentary that's going to be coming out earlier than anticipated. We'll talk about that in a few here on 97.5, The Fanatic. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, Natural Lawn of America is something that you have to consider. Natural Lawn of America, if you want greener grass with fewer weeds, call Natural Lawn of America. It's why I choose Natural Lawn, my lawn care company of choice. Natural Lawn uses safer, organic-based lawn care products that reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. This creates a safer lawn for you, your family, and your pets. With Natural Lawn, you won't have to sacrifice beauty for safety either. For over 30 years, Natural Lawn has provided the homeowners in the area with greener grass and fewer weeds, using their exclusive organic-based lawn care programs. This is not a one-size-fits-all type of service. It's a customized treatment for your lawn's natural and specific needs. Wet, dry, sunny, or shady, and whether you live in Pennsylvania or New Jersey, Natural Lawn's program will deliver the lush green lawn that you've always wanted. Right now, they have a special deal for our Fanatic listeners. Schedule Natural Lawn's full-service program and receive free seeding every year. That's free seeding every year. Call Natural Lawn today and tell Mark Farzetta sent you. Call 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREE-SEED. Choose my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
So I've been looking forward to this for a long time because, I mean, I'm a guy who grew up in the Jordan era and all that. I was really pleased to see this. So the Jordan documentary that was supposed to be out, not for, God, what, six more months, whatever it was? Michael Jordan, this documentary is actually going to come out in 20 days, April 19th. The Jordan documentary that I think it was ESPN putting together, they're actually going to be releasing this earlier so that we could enjoy it during this, let's call it downtime that we're all having. And that's the greatest athlete I've ever seen play is Michael Jordan. And the stories that go behind his play and how the NBA took off really after and during his era with the Dream Team in 1992 and all that surrounded that, and the six championships he won with the Bulls, and whether or not it would have been eight championships if he didn't bow out for 2 years, where the Rockets went on to win back-to-back NBA titles. Like, there are so many questions. Like, I can't think of too many instances, Bob, where I have been absolutely entertained and amazed as I was with the Jordan Bulls era and all that, and Jordan's career, and then still have so many questions about why the retirement happened. Was it really because he wanted to get away from the game and play the game that his father knew he loved so much after he lost his father? Like, there are so many questions I have surrounding that era. I've been looking forward to this documentary for a long time, and I'm glad they're moving it up. April 19th, they're supposed to put this out now. The Jordan story, basically.
Yeah.
Bob, it's going to be wild.
It will be. And, you know, obviously fans like yourself, Mark, who grew up in the Michael Jordan era, they idolize him like nobody's business, and rightfully so. I mean, the guy was unbelievable on the floor. But there was a lot of things about him off the floor that were really, really strange. And, you know, Doug Collins was here for 3 years, and he told me many, many stories about Michael Jordan. And a lot of them make you come away like, oh, God, you know, just ultra competitive on and off the floor to a point where it was like you didn't want to be around him. There's so many great stories that I heard about Michael Jordan, and great might not necessarily mean good, but just many, many stories about his competitive nature. And you mentioned the Dream Team. They were having a practice one day, and from what I heard, they were having a practice, and it was supposed to be a light practice, and they were going to end it with a scrimmage. Well, Magic Johnson was on one team, and Jordan was on the other. And Jordan started taking it, like, really serious. And then Magic started taking it really serious. And then Chuck Taylor's like, all right, let's end this. And both of them, no, we're going to 21.
Yeah, a lot of people, Bob, say that that was, that was the handing of the torch. Like, Magic finally kind of conceded, like, all right, this is now MJ's league, more or less.
So there's going to be some real great stories off the floor as well.
I wonder what if they get into his quote-unquote, you know, baseball career and why the real reasons were.
That's what I'm saying.
That's going to be really interesting.
Yeah, because there were certain things that went on and rumors that came out of it, and whether or not it was him to get away because there was the gambling controversy at the time, whether or not this was just a ploy to distract from the gambling controversy. There was also talk about how his father had just been killed and he would wanted to go to a sport his father knew he loved. Also coming back wearing 45 because he wanted 23 to be the number his dad last saw him play in. And like it was all kinds of stories surrounding him. A lot of drama. It's also the cast that are going to make up this documentary. And one of the things is that you're going to have Pat Riley be a part of this. Magic Johnson, obviously, is going to be a part of this. Kobe Bryant was interviewed for this documentary, obviously, before things happened. It's a wild, wild thing that we're going to be getting into. In April 19th, The Last Dance is the name of the documentary that is going to be coming out on April 19th. It was going to be a while before it came out. But I guess they're just deciding in the state that we're in. I saw ESPN is also giving away a lot of the ESPN Plus content. I saw Peyton Manning with Al Michaels do a Monday Night Football riff last night where Peyton Manning was trying to do a Howard Cosell impression. And my God, it was terrible. So there's a lot of stuff that they're releasing early. And according to the New York Post, they're going to release The Last Dance about the Jordan era Bulls and all the stories behind it with Michael Jordan and all that. Whether or not they would have won 8 championships. Here's the other interesting thing. It's 10 episodes, 2 hours apiece. It's literally day of stories. It's a day of content, practically a day of content, 20 hours of Michael Jordan, Chicago Bulls era content with even Scottie Pippen chiming in on it. Dennis Rodman, I believe, is also a part of it. I don't know, Jamie, maybe your boy Luke Longley is a part of it for all I know.
Oh, let's hope so.
I mean, what's the documentary without Luke Longley? There's a lot
it's
of
trash.
A lot of names in this documentary. I can't wait to see it. So good on, I think ESPN did produce it, correct?
Yes.
So good on them for releasing a little earlier than anticipated.
So it's 2 hours per episode?
Correct, sir.
Okay.
And 10 episodes.
And 10 episodes. Yeah, it's a lot. But it's Michael Jordan. I mean,
exactly.
You know.
It's Michael Jordan, Trey.
I mean, yeah. All right. Can't wait.
What is worth watching for 20 hours?
Sam, don't say the hug.
A sting sex tape?
Got a couple things.
Well, that's not even full sex. That's just like half a day of sex for Sting.
Yeah,
that's
true.
That's like half a session. You know what I'm saying?
That's the foreplay.
Yeah, because he does, what, 48 hours?
I think he can go, yeah. I think he's a two-day man.
All right, what could you watch for 20 hours? And I'll tell you right now, Michael Jordan I could watch for 20 hours.
Yeah.
A documentary on that, yeah. I could watch for 20 hours. The other thing that is surrounding the NBA right now is, anything jump to mind, Trey? Is 20 hours of viewing pleasure? Anything?
No.
If Tiger,
I got a couple things that's in my mind, but you know,
all right, that's a family show.
Yeah, there's, exactly.
Could you watch 20 hours of Tiger King?
No, I can't give you 20 hours of that. No.
Now the video game scene is quite the phenomenon recently. Kids can get college scholarships for how they play video games now, and certainly, you know, we got a couple of we got the Sixers. They have a gaming team. Beasley Media Group has a gaming team. There's a lot of you know, gaming is being rewarded now as opposed to years past where it was, hey, get off the sofa and study. Well, what if you were studying when you were playing the video game, Dad? So. What's interesting now is that the NBA has decided to start a league that is going to have two separate NBAers from each team competing in an NBA 2K video game tournament. And this is something that could start as early as Friday. Yahoo Sports put the story out there yesterday saying that they could have as many as every team in the league start as early as Friday and actually compete in an NBA 2K tournament that will feature some of the sharpest gamers, as Yahoo Sports put it, in all the NBA. It'll be broadcast on ESPN, according to league sources telling Yahoo Sports. Who's watching this? Who will watch NBA players battle each other in, I guess it's 2-on-2? Each guy, I don't know how they're going to run it.
I think it depends on the player, right?
Depends on the play. What do you mean?
Like if Norvell Pell is the Sixers representative compared to Ben Simmons, I might not have as much interest. But if Ben Simmons or Joel, like if Joel Embiid is doing it, that's must watch TV or streaming to me.
Okay, sure.
But if it's, you know, somebody, the 12th man on the bench, yeah.
How do they present this to the viewing public? Out, yeah, right.
I think it's on YouTube and Instagram Live, I think they said. I'm not sure exactly.
But ESPN said they're going to be broadcasting.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, because Reese Hoskins and Miguel Rojas on opening day of Major League Baseball last week, that was bad. That's not something that ESPN should carry. But if you have cameras on the players and you're watching their reactions,
yeah, you need that.
You got to have that. Like Rojas and Hoskins, obviously baseball is a lot more downtime, so there's a lot more time for a conversation. There's a lot more time for people to add comments and ask this guy this question and all that stuff, like suggesting questions to the subject. But you can't just have two guys' voices be over a game that's playing. You have to have a camera of those guys. They obviously obviously have to be in communication. So is this going to work as in each player, like would it be Joel Embiid versus Ben Simmons, and then the winner goes on to face the winner of the Utah Jazz, for instance? Jamie, I saw you posted this story. So I go to the different things here. You have to be able to present this in almost an interview style along with playing a video game on television.
Yeah. You'd have to have a streaming camera on the player and the game broadcast as well. It would have to be like a try window type of thing. Otherwise, I don't think it works.
I would think. I mean, Trey, would you be up for this as a player? Would you be up for a little gaming action if you were in the video game scene?
Oh, to play the game? Yeah, yes. I play the game, but for me to sit there and watch it, I'm out.
It's still just watching somebody else play a video game to you.
We're
grown-ups. We don't like to do that.
I'll say this. Here's where I've come around on the gamer aspect of things. Now, I don't consider myself a gamer. Every once in a while, I play some video games, right? But I've never hooked it up to the internet to play anybody. Jamie, I know that blows your mind. But I look at gamers as people that hook it up to the internet to play other people, and I've never done that. And what I've come around on is the idea of watching somebody else do an activity. Because, Trey, I watched you for, what, the 12, 13 years? Play an activity, do an activity, play the game. I want to say it's different because it's a physical beat, but you're looking at Madison Square Garden that sells out for video game competitions. You're looking at major investors, whether it's Comcast, whether it's Beasley Broadcasting, that invest in esports. The 76ers have their own esports team, for instance. This has become a booming industry in our world, in our market. And it's something that I'm not exactly into it, but I see why people are. It's not that different.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, I absolutely get it. And I see the attraction of it, but yeah.
Yeah, I want to see Joel Embiid or I want to see Ben Simmons play somebody else in NBA 2K. And if they're talking during the whole thing, which is what they would have to do, that's something I would actually, that's content I would consume.
Yeah, like Ben Simmons says like five words in interview. So I have a feeling him on a stream might not be that entertaining, but you put Joel Embiid on a stream and the smack talking. Oh yeah.
Yeah. I think, it also shows you that people are getting pretty creative when it comes to content as well. And credit to the NBA, because those guys are sitting around. They want something to do as well. It's not just about reaching out to the public and giving them something to watch. I'm sure some of these guys are a little bored as well. Cause we always talk about it. NBA people in public, easy to pick out. When you're 7 foot, you kind of stick out of a crowd a little bit. So if they were to go out and break a quarantine or something like that, yeah, there'd be some news surrounding it. 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. Coming up, speaking of breaking quarantine, one lady did it in South Jersey. We'll get into that, Trey, Bob, you know these people. We'll get into it in a second. And also, we'll circle back on some of the things Dan Orlovsky told us when we had him on at 7:30. Some very, very interesting stuff regarding Carson Wentz and the Eagles' strategy. Don't forget, Dan Orlovsky was one of the people the Eagles reached out to about potentially filling a role in their coaching staff, either before or during the process of them deciding, you know what, offensive coordinator, we don't need that. Time of the Fanatic, 9:42.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
I still can't get over the idea of Bryce Trex. Will Parks doing an interview with Bryce Trex's helmet on with us on the radio while he was also folding his laundry. Like that combination of human. Trey, you almost wanted to suit up and go back on that football field and play next to him.
Yeah, like, man.
You might play D-line this time around.
Yeah, learn how to rush. Be able to get after it.
Yeah, man. So that was pretty exciting. By the way, this is coming across. Jamie, you referenced it earlier, the tweet from Mike Garafolo of the NFL Network about Yannick Ngakoue and whether or not he's going to be moving on from Jacksonville. Well, Ngakoue has quoted that tweet from Mike Garofalo about moving on from Jacksonville, basically ending on the idea that he should go out there and they should both pursue something different. He says, according to Mike Garofalo, here's the tweet again Jamie read a couple minutes ago. The Jaguars have heard from multiple teams that are interested about possibly trading for Yannick Ngakoue, who turns 25 today. The Jags value him, won't give him away for a little return, but it'll be interesting to see how this plays out and as we draw closer to the draft. Then Ngakoue quotes that tweet and says, let's agree to disagree. Why hold a man from taking care of his family? It's obvious my time is up in my current situation. Let's both move on at Jaguars. And he has the emoji of the checkered racing flag, like kind of like, let's go. Let's start. Let's make a move somewhere else here. There's no way he could come back. There's no way. Like, for instance, if he comes back to the Jaguars, he's going to hold out, right? So we know that. Why not move him? Like, he's kind of forcing their hand. It's either that or he has to sit out, and you have yet another Jalen Ramsey situation going on with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Mm-hmm. Why not make a trade? Why not kick those tires? Howie Roseman, he's got to be on the phone. If 25 teams are making phone calls about possibly getting Yannick Ngakoue, I would assume Howie Roseman has been one of those guys.
Absolutely.
It's like Shefty always tells us, when something's going on, the Eagles are involved. They don't sit back and not make calls. The result might not be what we want as fans, but they always seem to be involved, according to Shefty.
Yeah, and Jamie, you've been following it. He has had a slew of tweets, whether it be with Trent Cole, whether it be with Reggie White, whether it be the Eagles' Kelly Green uniforms. He has had a whole slew of tweets, Eagle emojis in his tweets and social media posts as well. I think he very much wants to come to Philadelphia. And I think, I mean, look, we asked Will Parks about it, and he got a great vibe from Jim Schwartz as a defensive coordinator. He said he's one of the best in the league. He's one of the best that have been around in the as a defensive coordinator for 14 years, going into his 14th season. If you're a defensive end, Trey, how bad would you want to play for a guy like Jim Schwartz?
As a defensive end, yeah, because you know that they're going to cut you loose. And then especially when you have a front like Fletcher Cox, you have Hargrave in there, you know that this is going to be a defense that can get after. Also, too, you look at what they just added into the secondary. So you know that, all right, these guys are going to make that quarterback hold on to the ball a little bit, just a half tick longer than me as being a rusher, a superior rusher, should be able to beat my guy and get my sack numbers up.
Yeah, it's a lot. We'll get into that even more so tomorrow, but I wanted to circle back to everything that Dan Orlovsky got into us here when he joined us at 7:30. One was the idea of being better, of Carson Wentz being ranked ahead of Aaron Rodgers as the fifth best quarterback in the NFC. He had Aaron Rodgers at number 5. He had Carson Wentz at number 4 ahead of Rodgers. And then he had Drew Brees, Tom Brady, and Russell Wilson. Tom Brady obviously being now with the Buccaneers in the NFC. Is that too much praise for Carson? I thought it was just about right. In all honesty, I'm a little surprised when you talk about what he was able to do with nobody around him last year. Especially at the wide receiver position, you could obviously make the case that he's got two great tight ends. Zach Ertz, another one on the rise in Dallas Goedert. He's got a great running back, I think, guy that will bear a lot of fruit in the NFL in Miles Sanders. But at the wide receiver position, there is nobody to stretch the field. He had DeSean Jackson essentially for one game this past season. His other good target, a guy like Alshon Jeffrey, turned out to be a bit of a turncoat in that locker room. And we don't know what we're going to get from him. He was even injured at the end of last year. Still, what Carson Wentz was able to do to get this team into the playoffs was amazing. So you look at the guys that are actually in front of him, I think Russell Wilson's the slam dunk. I think you can make a strong case, being that Tom Brady himself is going to have a lot of weapons in Tampa Bay. I think you can make a strong case that Carson Wentz, forget about the top 4, might even be in the top 3. I would put him ahead of Drew Brees at this point, just based on what he was able to do last year without having those weapons. Aaron Rodgers at 5, he also didn't have a lot of weapons in Green Bay. That was something we were comparing people to. We were comparing Carson Wentz to last year. Oh, well, Aaron Rodgers is winning with nobody. Why can't Carson Wentz do it? Well, he did it at the end of the season, that's for sure. Going to number 4, Trey, do you think that's the right spot for NFC quarterbacks as Dan Orlovsky ranked Carson Wentz?
Yeah, I think it's a solid position right now for him, especially with what he did towards the end of the season. We'll see if the team can do anything to bring in some more weapons for him to get that rank to go up a little bit.
Bob, were you all surprised to see him ahead of Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, because as I said earlier, I think you're given everything you're talking about Carson Wentz, or most of it, is projecting what he can do. Aaron Rodgers has done it and probably will continue to do it. So, yeah, it surprised me a little bit.
All right. Would you a proper ranking, you think?
I don't have a big problem with it, no.
Not a boo. Okay, all right. Jamie, yeah. About right?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, I think there's a possibility, you know, he could be better than Brady if you're just looking at next year. We'll see what Tom's got in store at age 43. But Aaron Rodgers has not been the Aaron Rodgers of old the last two seasons, so I don't think it's a hot take at all to have him ahead of him.
No, I
think it's about right.
All right, now we also, to round things out, the other thing we got into with Dan Orlovsky is that he's the man that held a story for a long time, because he was one of the phone calls the Eagles made when they were looking to not necessarily fill the offensive coordinator position, but fill the void in an offense that needed somebody to be a passing game coordinator, most likely. And I think from what he told us earlier today, he got the sense that the offensive coordinator position wasn't really available for the Eagles. They kind of knew the direction they were going once they moved on from Mike Groh. And I don't think he is leaving the broadcast booth. I don't think he's leaving the studio, I should say, anytime soon for anything other than an offensive coordinator position. That's kind of the vibe I got from him. That's what Adam Schefter told us months ago when this story first came out. So I didn't think there was much of a surprise there, other than when they were making phone calls for allegedly filling the offensive coordinator position, really all they were doing was looking for guys to take over a passing game coordinator role, which is why maybe you didn't have so many people jump at the opportunity as you thought. Sam, we didn't do necessarily a Twitter poll today. We did ask our quarantine question. Let's get our fine sponsor in here that brings us our poll question today. Who brings us that fine question?
Advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows, plus make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
All right, thank you very much. When we went around the horn, we had said the one non-electronic item we would take to go through the rest of quarantine, I'd have to go with the tool bag. I work around the house. Trey was with his paints and wine. Bob was with reading material and beer. And Jamie was beer and a hole in the ground to keep the beer cold. So that's how that works. And Sam was her wedding planner. Also want to remind people about our salute for heroes here, our health heroes. During this global pandemic, many of us, they want to be able to salute our heroes. So during this global pandemic, we are fortunate enough to be able to stay at home. That's where we're doing the show from. We're out of harm's way. And however, there are so many other people that have to be on the front lines in our community, and they're trying very hard to keep us safe. Those are our healthcare workers, doctors, nurses, educators, custodians. These are our health heroes. If you want to nominate a health hero and want us to recognize them, go to 975thefanatic.com right now to nominate the health hero you would like us to highlight. Check our webpage or social media pages, and you can also listen on the air every day to see if we're able to salute your health hero that you nominated. Go to 975thefanatic.com to nominate your hero. Let's get into our takeaways of the day. Sam Wilson, what is your takeaway of the day?
My takeaway of the day is that I am obsessed with Will Parks now, and we need to have him on more often.
Definitely. Definitely. Jamie Lynch.
My takeaway of the day is, if you're folding your laundry not in an Eagles helmet, are you really even doing laundry?
I think you're a Cowboys fan.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
If you're doing your laundry, not wearing an Eagles hat, you're a Cowboys fan. Bob Cooney.
According to Dan Orlovsky, quarterbacks are like hippos. They're very territorial.
It's very true. It was an excellent it was an astute observation. Trey Thomas.
Hey, man, this secondary is starting to build up something really nice, man. That energy and confidence is really building.
Yeah, that is my takeaway, Trey. That Will Parks has you ready to put on one of those helmets behind you and go play again. Will Parks got us jazzed up, my friend. Ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow we'll be joined by Adam Schefter at 8 o'clock. We'll continue to track all the moves that will be made in the NFL and what could be on the doorstep for the Philadelphia Eagles. Stay tuned for the Anthony Gargano Show here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Take it away, Harry Callis.
There was a silly old ant caught in a rubber tree plant. Anyone knows an ant can't eat a rubber tree plant, but he has. When you start to feel
Country.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.